of all the things that salespeople need to be worried about at the end of a day or going through a meeting is an executive level person or a sales manager that's going to do nothing but cause problems for them.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha and welcome to this episode of the How to Sell Show. I am coming to you live from Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. I'm on the north shore of Oahu. I'm in the wild, as I like to refer to it as. That means I'm 20 feet from the ocean. So you may hear some waves. You may hear some people walking by. You may even hear some helicopters or scooters. The helicopters because people for tours or the military flying back and forth. And scooters because that's how they deliver surfboards. Today is going to be a part one of an asbestos underwear series, as my mom likes to refer to it as. That means that we're going to have the tough conversation. That means that we're going to talk about a topic that people probably don't want to talk about, and I'm okay with that. And the topic today is how to ruin a sales team. And you're like, Scott, that's crazy. Why would you want to ruin a sales team? And I'm like, exactly. Why would you want to ruin a sales team? And today is all about leadership. Today is all about CEOs, executive teams, and managers. And so we're going to start at the top with CEO or CEOs. And the CEO group, as we're going to refer to it as, may have an idea of the person that they want for a sales manager. And they may have some beliefs to what they think a good sales manager is going to be. So what they do is they may know somebody from a company or from an industry, and they're like, I think this guy or this girl would be a really good sales manager. So they bring him in, and they're like, hey, I like you. You're hired. Like, there's no questions. There's no expectations. There's no curiosity. There's no tell me what would you do in this situation. They're just like, you look good. You seem smart. You're hired. And next thing you know, you got a executive-level person or a manager. Okay, so that's one version. The second, they could put out something online, and they could look for resumes. They could look for resumes. They could, you know, go through and say, oh, this guy on paper looks really good, or this girl on paper looks really good. Let's just hire them. The third thing they could do is they could get referrals. And the fourth thing they could do is they could get a headhunter. They could find somebody who says, find me the top sales manager or the top sales executive you can get. But for whatever reason, it just looking up the mountain, as a salesperson, it never seems like they pick the person who's going to be the best for the team. And one of the worst managers to work for is, there's actually a few worst managers to work for, but here's one of the worst traits of a manager to work for. And that is a manager or an executive that hates salespeople. And there is a huge reason for this. And if you have somebody who's supposed to set the tone for an organization, and they walk around to the office and they talk in meetings about how they don't like salespeople to whatever extent. They may come out and say exactly, I don't like salespeople. They may come out and say salespeople are a bunch of crybabies. They may come out and say salespeople get paid too much. Well, what ends up happening is that trickles down from executive to management team, from management team to work teams, and you have a bunch of people that end up in the office who don't want to work with salespeople and have an attitude towards them. You know, everybody who's in an office that does not go out and sell to an extent is a liability. You know, there are things that people do in the office, you know, the clerical work and contracts and fulfillment that has to be done. But those people are all paid by the hour. They may make $20 an hour, $25 an hour, $30 an hour, whatever the number is. And so in their mind, they start becoming the stoppage to process. In their mind, they start hearing through the grapevine, so-and-so executive or so-and-so manager doesn't like salespeople. And they start thinking, well, I mean, if it's open season on salespeople, I don't like them then either. And then so this person, this guy or this girl who's in the office says, well, you know, if that's the view of executive leadership or management leadership, then I could pretty much do whatever I want to this salesperson and get away with it. And so you have this trickle-down effect. The sales, the staff starts treating the salespeople very poorly. The staff starts causing problems. They start putting rules in place. They start allowing things to happen that shouldn't happen because those darn salespeople. And so you start looking at it that that saying of salespeople are crybabies starts neutering them. They can't ever talk about a real problem. They can't ever talk about what's going on because they're crybabies. And then what happens is the office staff hears, oh, these guys make too much money. And they look and they're like, holy crap, this guy just made $500 on a deal, $1,000 on a deal, $2,500 on a deal, $10,000 on a deal. And I got to do paperwork for him. And I make $20 an hour. This isn't right. There's no way in the world that should be right. I should be getting paid more money. And then they get an attitude. And then the salesperson goes in and rightfully so needs help with something. And the office staff gives them grief, gives them static, gives them problems, gives them issues. And it's all because there was somewhat of a green light that came from the top level of management. There was somewhat some information that allowed them to say, I don't have to treat a sales guy all right. I don't have to treat a sales girl all right. And it creates a ton of problems. So the next thing that normally happens is there's games that are played with commissions and games that are played with money, because remember, the sales guy makes too much. The sales guy makes too much money. You know, if you have an executive or a manager who thinks that salespeople make too much money, they're going to start putting rules in place that are going to be stupid. They're going to start limiting salespeople's money. Now, remember, they got a top sales team. They've got A players. They got closers. They got performers. But here's what happens is there is a meeting at the end of a month, or there's a meeting at the end of a quarter. And in this meeting, there is the numbers that are gone over. And they start looking at cost of goods sold, how the company's doing. And then they're like, whoa, wait a minute. Why do we have a huge number here on sales? These sales guys, look at how much money they're making. They're not looking at the bottom line of the company. They're looking at like the one end of the spectrum that just doesn't make sense. So you get the sales executive or the sales manager that starts going, yeah, these salespeople that are crybabies, they make too much money. You know what we should do? We should change their comp plan. We should change their plan. And anytime a company changes a plan, they change it on the salespeople, but they don't change it on the staff of the office. They don't change it on anybody else. It always limits the salespeople, and it always is some sort of game or hoop that the salesperson now has to jump through to get paid. It never, ever, ever, ever benefits the salesperson. It always benefits the company. So then the sales manager, the sales executive comes into the meeting and he's like, sales guys, sales girls, we've had a problem. It's been a down month. We're going to have to change commissions. We're going to have to change pay structure. And the salespeople are looking like, what are you talking about? We did our job. We did everything that we were supposed to do to sell. Just because you as a company are not effective doesn't make it our fault. And then so what happens from there is the sales team starts to rot from the inside out. You've got a couple of problems, and it starts at top of the leadership with how salespeople are treated and what is thought about salespeople and what could be thought about salespeople. And then money starts getting played with. And when you start playing with somebody's money, you start playing with their emotions. And salespeople, instead of focusing on the sale and instead of focusing on closing a deal, they walk into a deal thinking, man, I work for a company that's jacking with my pay. I work for a company that doesn't like me. And it starts playing mind games. These salespeople start setting themselves up for sales sabotage. And what ends up coming from this is the manager or the executive will build a team. They will build up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people that they'll get on their side. And they may reward these people or this group. But they got to have somebody who's on their side to push their agenda. And what ends up happening is these people start becoming the star players. These people start becoming the people that get fed leads, that get the deals, that get the laydowns. And the rest of the team's looking around going, what's going on? You know, we've got this sales executive, this sales guy, this sales girl that's at the top of the pyramid who's in charge. It's not the sales guy, the sales girl, it's the person in charge. So they don't like salespeople. They think the salespeople get paid too much. And now they got these people that they're feeding leads to, and it's making it difficult. Now, side note, little asterisk here is tough buyers are one of the best people to learn how to sell to, because if you could sell to a tough buyer, you could sell to anybody. So getting caught up in how leads are distributed will ruin your life, but this will definitely ruin a sales team. So you've got this whole cascade of problems, and this is pretty typical in every industry. This is pretty typical in every product or widget sold, that there are games that are played from the top, from leadership, that where salespeople just aren't liked. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you've got a sales manager or a sales executive that has the spine of Linguini. They will not stand up for the team. They will not stand up for themselves, and they get pushed over all the time. When a sales guy does something right and then gets called to the table from it from higher-up executives or from ownership group, the Linguini manager or the Linguini executive, as I'm going to refer to him as, doesn't do the right thing and doesn't stand up for him. And so it starts tearing the team down from the inside. And, you know, of all the things that salespeople need to be worried about at the end of a day or going through a meeting is an executive-level person or a sales manager that's going to do nothing but cause problems for them. It's one of those things that if you're out selling, the last thing on your mind should be like, what is the executive going to think about this? What's the manager going to think about this? What's the office staff going to think about this? As long as, you know, the salesperson's in the right. So we've gone through this whole process. Now what normally happens is meetings with no point. So the sales team gets in trouble because they make too much money. The cure of that is to bring them in for a meeting. And the cure of that is to try to siphon off the anger or the frustration. And the way that you do that is you bring them in for consistent meetings. And I've seen this happen in a few instances where you've got the wrong manager, you've got the wrong executive, and all these things combined together just flat out destroy a team. So where it was you had good chemistry, you had good people working together. Now what you have is you have people looking like rats to abandon the ship. And then you have fear, and then you have anxiety, and then you have frustration on part of the salespeople because they're like, what is going on? How come nobody's paying attention? How come everybody's asleep at the wheel? And then they fire the executive, and then they fire the manager after a while because things go so sideways, and then the madness starts all over again. So if you really want to know how to ruin a sales team, you pick the wrong person to put at the top of the food chain, to run the organization, to run the development, to run the team. There you go. There's the problem. The way that you fix the problem is you look for the right person. And, you know, sometimes I'll work with an organization and they'll want to hire a manager, and the CEO level, the ownership group will go, well, we don't like that guy because he's going to give us pushback. Well, you know, the question is, are you looking for a man or are you looking for a mouse? You know, do you want somebody who's going to rally the team, or do you want somebody to push around? And I found that at the end of the day, what ends up happening is most companies that struggle consistently want somebody they can push around. They want a mouse. They want a strong team, but they don't want strong leadership, because strong leadership is going to push back on the ownership group. Strong leadership is going to defend the sales team. Strong leadership is going to go, no, that we're not cutting the sales guy's pay. They want somebody with a Linguini spine. This is why, like, if you got a friend that works for a company and there's always trouble with the sales staff, it's usually a sign of the ownership wanting that type of manager. There you go. Asbestos underwear day for you. Thanks for dropping by and checking out the How to Sell show from Holly Eva Ali'i Beach Park. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.